fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the 16th day of December 2007, coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. Welcome to the show. Well, I got some good news. The U.S. dollar is still way ahead of the Zimbabwe dollar. That's the good news. The bad news is we're behind almost everybody else, including, get this, the Thai baht. That's B-H-A-T. That's how they spell the name of their money. The Thai baht is up almost 17%, 16.96% against the U.S. dollar. I never thought I would see the day when the currency of a third world country with mostly dirt roads and no telephones, which is what Thailand is, except the cities, of course, dirt roads and no telephones, when the currency of a third world country was gaining in that kind of magnitude against the United States currency. We've got over 2,000 years of observing what happens to countries that run trade deficits. The ancient Roman Empire was running a trade deficit of 3% before they started having their severe problems that caused them to eventually go under. The U.S. is now running a 6.4% trade deficit. The popular theory among many economists is that once you're above 4.5% trade deficit, you're into dangerous territory, and we're basically double that, or not quite, but we're 2% above that, excuse me. We're at 6.4%, and the danger point is 4.5%. Also, I was talking to a former Marine officer recently, and I was talking about the war in Iraq, and he says, "Yeah, John, these guys know they're not insurgents. They know they're guerrillas." First break. Stay tuned. Call the number is 800-313-9443.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 16th day of December 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. Looking at the calendar here, we've got two more shows this year, and I will be doing both shows live. I have no conflicts and don't anticipate any conflicts, so that's my plan. Before the break, I was talking about the trade deficit being in historically dangerous levels at 4.6%, where the economic experts say that anything above 4.5% is dangerous, and talking about how we're still ahead. This is good news. We're still ahead of the Zimbabwe dollar, where it costs about $3 million to have lunch at an average restaurant. And then just again before the break, I mentioned a former Marine officer that I was talking to recently who told me that, yes, these Marines are very bright guys, and they know that what's going on in Iraq is not fighting insurgents, but fighting guerrillas. Now, you're going to keep hearing the word insurgents for a reason. And like this former Marine officer told me, words have meaning. Insurgents fight their own government. Guerrillas fight foreign invading armies. What's going on in Iraq is guerrilla warfare, not an insurgency. I repeat, what's going on in Iraq is not an insurgency. It is guerrilla warfare. We have the people that live there, the natives of that homeland, of their home, the country of Iraq, fighting a foreign invading army. That's also what's going on in Afghanistan. We have the people that live there fighting a foreign invading army. This is important, and words have meaning. And the government, or the various Western governments, want you to believe that what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan are counterinsurgency operations, when in fact it's guerrilla warfare. Now, you're going to have lots of encouragement to buy gold coins and silver coins. And if you have the financial wherewithal to do that, I encourage you to do so. If you have limited financial ability, we should be looking at first things first. Food, long-term storage food, shelter that you own and you control. This is important. If you live in an apartment or you live in a home that's not paid for, you need to make sure you have or have access to shelter that will protect you, that you own and you control. Clothing, suitable for the worst of the winter and for hard manual labor, including foot gear. I've got my Danner Go Devil boots on today. We've got about 4 inches of snow overnight here deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. And my Danner Go Devil boots and my merino wool socks have been performing perfectly today. And despite being in all this wet, sloppy snow out there, my feet have been quite happy, quite warm and quite dry. Thank you very much. That's the way it's supposed to be. Also, before you start buying your gold coins, unless you are financially independent, you need to make sure you've got your communications equipment squared away, your medical equipment and supplies squared away, firearms, ammunition, transportation. If you have a vehicle that's not paid for, I would urge you to remedy that and either pay it off or get something, an old pickup truck, something, a simple old six-cylinder or V8 six-shift pickup truck that you can pay cash for. So you will always have something that runs, a vehicle, a dependable transportation that you own and you control in the event that you would lose your employment and lose your vehicle that's not paid for. That's just some basic things, ladies and gentlemen, basic fundamental things that I encourage people to do and prepare so that when things go haywire, as has happened in the last few days, these last 4 or 5 days here in the Midwest, we've had these ice storms and snowstorms. At one point, there were a million electric meters, I should say, which is probably 2 to 3 million people. A million electric meters not turning. And that's since been remedied. I believe it's maybe a quarter of a million now. I don't know what the latest figures are that don't have power. And going without power in the summertime is an inconvenience. Going without power in the wintertime can be life-threatening. Absolutely, it can. I was talking to a young man yesterday. He's equipped himself with a 5kW genset and enough gas to run it for what he thinks would be an average ice storm. I'll be working with him. I'm mailing him a copy of my article, No Need for Panic, so he can get... He's got an older version of it. He'll be getting the latest update on that to make sure he knows as much as anybody can know about what's coming at us in 2 to 3 years. I mentioned long-term storage food. I was again talking to a friend who's going to be adding to her stock of freeze-dried food from the freeze-dried guy. If you do want the best quality freeze-dried food and dehydrated food at the best price, you need to contact the freeze-dry guy at freeze-dryguy.com. This is a man, it is a business for him, but it's also a passion. He and I share a common military heritage. He and I have been out in the bush, been cold, been wet, been hungry, been hot and tired, sweaty and dirty, and had the blood mixed in with the mud and the sweat. I know what that feels like. He knows what it feels like. And having a good, nutritious meal at the end of a day like that is just enormous. It's absolutely enormous. And you can contact him at his website, freezedryguy.com, or give him a phone call during business hours tomorrow through Friday at 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333. Looking out here at this winter wonderland, it is beautiful. And people who have never walked a patrol or spent 2-3 days continuously, 24 hours a day, out in this, don't have the same attitude toward this winter wonderland that I do. I know that this stuff can kill you. I know what it feels like to have the little hairs in your nostrils freeze up because of the cold air running past them. I know what it's like to walk a patrol and try to be silent and look for the aggressor. It is beautiful, and it can also kill you. It's both things. If you live in an area where winter is something to be dealt with in terms of ice and snow, you know, the real winter, you need proper equipment, and you need to train. You need to train and get used to dealing with ice and snow, and make sure you know how to prevent hypothermia, prevent frostbite, prepare a nutritious meal, and be able to take care of field sanitation so you don't become a casualty due to diarrhea or dysentery or any the number of things that will happen if you're not practicing proper sanitation. I had dysentery in Vietnam, and I'll tell you, it just flat puts you down. You could be the healthiest, strongest 20-year-old one moment, and the next, you got dysentery. You're just useless. You're helpless as a baby. Absolutely helpless as a baby. And that's a big, tough 20-year-old soldier who I was 40 years ago. It'll just put you down. So the field sanitation and field hygiene, being able to properly wash your body, your hands, your face, brush your teeth, properly clean your cooking utensils when you're finished with them, all these things are not optional. And it's also not easy. When it's the colder it gets, the more difficult it becomes to do these things properly and with the least amount of grief. And at higher altitudes, it becomes even more problematic because it's very difficult even to boil water once you get above a certain altitude. Melting snow is a very time-consuming, laborious process if that's the only water you have access to. All these things are things that you have to deal with. Finding dry firewood in these kinds of conditions, or trying to get a fire hot enough to burn the wet stuff. Of course, in a tactical situation, you're not going to build that kind of fire anyway, especially anything wet, because wet fuel, limbs and leaves and so forth, makes a tremendous amount of smoke. That's just going to draw attention to where you are. You can't be doing that. Hopefully you have some hexamine tablets that can just make heat up your soup or your coffee and whatever it might be and not give away your position by making all that smoke. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is a live call-in show on Sunday, the 16th day of December, 2007, at 800-313-9443. Well, I conducted my most recent concealed carry training class yesterday. Good class, interested men. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The time for the 15th day of December 2007. If you're a first-time listener, my name is John Moore. I am a career private investigator, homicide detective. I've been doing this for 35 years, before which I was in military intelligence, psychological operations in Vietnam, and U.S. Army Special Forces in the States. You can see my complete bio at my website, thelibertyman.com. And, of course, my photograph, and get to see the unusual and special products and services that I offer, and the not-so-unusual, like I am a travel broker, for example. You can get your discount airline airfare tickets or cruises or tours, whatever it might be. Or the Krinker Plinker. Just sold the Krinker Plinker to a gentleman on the East Coast Friday. That was kind of fun. And, of course, my article, No Need for Panic, which gives the truth behind the deception of global warming. We have our first caller, John from Tennessee. Are you there, sir?
I am, John. First of all, thank you for taking my call and caring enough to do your program. A couple of things I'd like to address. A little earlier you were talking about, I lost my train of thought, John. You were talking about, you're going to have to put me on hold. Let me regain
Well, I keep a notepad.
I know what I was going to say.
Okay.
Now. Okay. John, you know, you were talking about duty and whatnot. I think when we consider, I'm 50. I enlisted when I was 17 years old.
Right.
And when I took the oath, I meant it from the bottom of my heart. And I realized as a 17-year-old that the oath, even though my time in service ended, my oath never expired.
I still
take that oath seriously. So when we see what's going on and we realize that our government has gone in, and this is a hard pill to swallow, it was hard for me to realize, words do have meaning. And when you make or take a preemptive strike, even if the threat had been there, a verbal threat, we're going to do such and such to you, and you go in preemptively. John, I don't know about you, but I value liberty and freedom and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution enough to say, well, so far they've talked a big game, but they haven't done anything. When you go in preemptively, by definition, you have committed an imperialistic act. You have committed an act of war unprovoked. Now, it's hard for me to say that because, brother, I love this country. And I was a patriot that actually believed that my government could do no wrong until I began to do a little bit of study. I opened my eyes. I looked back and realized that much of history, and again, thanks to you and Ralph Epperson, history was a lie.
History as it's commonly believed and taught is absolutely a lie.
It absolutely is. Now, the reason that I called is you don't know how much of a load comes off my back when I realize that John Moore, who's by no means a stupid person, understands this the same way as John in Tennessee understands this. Now, it took a great deal for me. Honesty is a funny thing. When you face honesty, you've got a choice to make. Do I go with the truth, or do I continue to prop up a lie because it's more comfortable or it's more convenient, or you're not going to have the ridicule or the name calling or the crazy looks when you tell people that you have more to fear from your own government than you do from anyone in the Middle East?
Absolutely.
You know, and you were talking about currency. You were talking about the value of the dollar. And an interesting thing to do, John, is if you have anyone in your area that has a money talk show or an investment program, call in and ask them about the U.S. dollar index. You know, ask them what kind of an indicator is it? At what point should we be concerned? And they'll sidestep the question because they've got to continue to feed this scheme that they've got going that they call the money game. That is really a game. It's a deceitful, thieving game. When the U.S. dollar index drops below 80, it's an indication that your economy is going into a recession.
Right.
Our index has been below 80. It's fluctuated back and forth. It's gone as low, I believe, as 72. Well, I called into a program yesterday here in Nashville, and the guy he couldn't believe the questions, you know. I said, what is the consensus? At what point should we be concerned? Now, when you're talking about the Thai dollar being basically worth more in coming up, while our dollar is faltering.
It's not worth more, but it's gaining ground against us is what's happening.
Right. And the thing that people need to understand is that when the value of your currency, when your sovereignty for your nation has been decimated or is dropping in value, you have to ask yourself some questions. Well, why is this happening? Is it the trade deficit? Is it this tremendous amount of money that our nation has spent that they didn't have? Is it a combination of the both?
Well, I'll listen.
Thanks.
We appreciate your call, John. Thank you. Break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back to the show. Sometimes we have some technical difficulties here, but that's radio, and that's what happens in radio, is technical difficulties. I was just looking over a little news article here saying Ron Paul raises millions in today's Boston Tea Party event. We're quickly approaching the point, and maybe we're already there, that Ron Paul's candidacy is proven to be an embarrassment to Republican Party mainliners, a force to be dealt with by Republican Party mainliners, the powers that be. the people that control the Republican Party will not allow Ron Paul to be the candidate for the President of the United States of the Republican Party. That's not going to happen if the people who run the Republican Party have anything to say about it. However, his candidacy, his message, his bully pulpit is extremely important. His message is one that needs to be heard by as many Americans as possible. Ron Paul understands this. Ron Paul understands because as a congressman from Texas, as a congressman, he's been opposed by the same party that he's trying to become the candidate for now as president. The Republican Party has ran candidates against Ron Paul for Congress to try to get him out of there. His message is so important that I feel it is worthwhile to support this man with your time and with your money and to encourage others to do so as well. Yes, he has a snowball's chance in hell of becoming the candidate. That's my opinion based on my firsthand experience with the Pat Buchanan campaign in the 96 cycle. I was on a first-name basis with all the main players in his Missouri campaign. The top people were all either acquaintances or friends. I could walk into the office of the Missouri campaign chair, Pat Buchanan, anytime I wanted to, and had known him for several years prior to the event, the election of 96. I saw up close and personal what happens if you have a successful campaign in opposition to the mainstream Republican candidates. And I have no doubt whatsoever that same thing will happen to Ron Paul, Dr. Paul as well. But that doesn't change the veracity, the importance of what this man has to say. It is so extremely important that if you can write a check for this man, if you can do some work for him, I urge you to do so. Do it as a labor of love. Do it for your country. And it's time to move on from that. That's enough of Ron Paul. He's a great guy, and he has a great message. Let's get back to preparedness. I was talking to a friend the other day. He wants to increase his stock of salt. If there's anything that is most likely the ideal barter good, trade good, storage item, it's salt, especially if you don't live within 100 miles of an ocean. And if you live near an ocean, you can get salt out of the water pretty easily. Human beings cannot live without salt. Let me say it again. Human beings cannot live without salt. Back in the early part of the 19th century, around 1800 to 1820, 1830, when people were moving west of the Mississippi, some of the early pioneer fortunes were made by the first white men that got to the salt deposits and controlled the salt deposits and sold salt to their fellow pioneers. We still, in my hometown of St. Louis, out in what we call St. Charles County, there's still a road out there named Boone's Lick Road, named after the Daniel Boone family, and the salt lick that the Boone family got to first. And they owned the salt, they sold the salt, and it was part of the family fortune. Salt doesn't need to be refrigerated. Heat won't affect it. Cold won't affect it. If it gets wet, just dry it out, and it's good as new. It's literally almost dirt cheap right now. Salt is very cheap right now. Whether you buy it in 100-pound sacks or 1-pound containers as sold retail in the grocery store, salt is very cheap right now. The ideal barter item is something that's extremely cheap and easy to get right now. Easy to store, requires no refrigeration, and extremely valuable in hard times. Something that people cannot do without in hard times. Now, that's salt to a T. That's absolutely salt to a T. You could probably buy a semi-tractor trailer load of salt for, oh, I don't know, maybe a couple of $1,000. I haven't really priced it out. But it is, in my opinion, the ideal long-term storage barter item. It is absolutely the ideal long-term storage barter item. Something you and your family and loved ones will need. It won't be an option. Something your neighbors and neighborhood and community will also need. It will not be optional. Several tons of salt could be the basis of having an excellent way to conduct trade and barter within your community if times got bad. So I would urge people to consider that, look into it, see if it works what they're trying to do. If it does fit in your needs and meet your needs, then get a hold of a salt manufacturer or a salt distributor and buy that stuff wholesale. Buy the ton. Now, 2,000 pounds of salt will not take up a whole lot of space. Maybe a pallet 4x4x4, 4 feet wide, 4 feet tall, 4 feet deep. That may be a ton of salt. Maybe more, slightly more than a ton of salt. Certainly worth looking into. Let's see. What were we talking about? Preparedness. One of my favorite areas in preparedness, and one that a lot of people don't understand, is communications. You need to know what's going on in your neighborhood. This past Thursday, I had an example. I was at a business function in the evening, and I think my wife and I finally figured out what goes on when I have my cell phone in the wrong position on my belt, my lap belt for my motor vehicle pushes against a certain button and turns off the volume or I can't hear the ringer. So typically I would check in with her mid-evening between 8 and 10 o'clock to let her know I'm okay, and I neglected to do that. She tried to call me. I couldn't hear the phone ringing. So her imagination went wild, thinking I had some kind of traffic accident or something. After the following morning, when she and I were analyzing it, we came to realize that after I checked my phone, that's exactly what happened, is that my ringer was turned off. But that's pretty common for most people. If there's no ability to communicate, it's fairly common for people's imaginations to run wild and for them to believe the worst. That's pretty common. And it's not necessary. It doesn't have to happen, and people can really have a lot better situation if they have immediate, effective communication. A lot better situation. And my book that I offer, it's not my book, but the book I offer at my website, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, can help you reach that goal. It's written in layman's language. The assumption of the authors is that you don't know anything about radios. That's their beginning premise. And that premise is takes you from that beginning point to where you can have very effective communications and the necessary way to power it up and keep it going even though the power grid is down. Available at my website, thelibertyman.com. And I urge you to check that out and get a copy. We're starting to have some copies go out the door. And give yourself a Christmas present. It would be a great Christmas present to yourself, the gift of knowledge. It could end up being the gift of life, quite frankly. That's how important this is. It could end up being the gift of life. And it can become a fun hobby. learning to listen to shortwave and communicate by two-way radio with friends and loved ones. That can become a real fun hobby, and as hobbies go, not terribly expensive. Most hobbies have some expense, whether it's golf or tennis or photography, whatever it might be. And amateur radio is no different. There's some expense involved, but it's you can keep the cost down, especially if you get involved with a ham club and they help you, guide you to achieve your goal at the least amount of cost possible. So check out my website, thelibertyman.com, and this book, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications. And you'll be glad you did. You also need to look at my article, No Need for Panic, which was just updated. I made the one-page update free to the public to read and download at my website, thelibertyman.com. If you're a new listener, you may wonder, what is this guy talking about, No Need for Panic? It's a story of the deception of global warming and the real timeline of what's going to happen in the not-too-distant future, as opposed to the fabricated timeline the government's putting out publicly and Al Gore's putting out publicly. Here's the fabricated false timeline, and you can see it for yourself in Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth. Al Gore says that around 2016, things will start to get bad in terms of abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels. And then about the middle of the century, things will really get bad in terms of abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels. The real timeline is as follows. The government is already evacuating their own people from low-lying areas near the East Coast, Gulf Coast, West Coast, and Great Lakes. It's already happening. I was talking to a gentleman the other day. He has a friend in the CIA who is just wondering why he's being transferred from Langley, Virginia, to Aurora, Colorado. And if you Google CIA in Denver, you'll find out real quick that the CIA admits publicly they're moving half of everything they've got from Langley to Colorado for quote-unquote operational reasons. $20 million for operational reasons. Every man, woman, their household goods, their pets, everything. Half of everything they've got, they're admitting publicly they're moving it. Of course, it is a CIA, right? And they do have secrets. In secret, from what I know, they're moving everything, not just half of everything they've got. They're moving everything from Langley, Virginia, to Colorado. It's just that they're admitting publicly there's just only half of it at the moment. These evacuations are supposed to be complete 2 years from this month, December 2009. That's the completion date to have all the evacuations of the government employees that have been designated to be part of continuity of government. Now, I know the federal government, we talk about this frequently, we know because of court documents that have been released, we know from court documents the federal government transcribes the John Moore Show. Because we've seen quotes from my show in the paperwork, the court documents, where they have gone after my friend and former business associate, Rick, up there with KT Ordnance. And you boys and girls that are writing these transcripts and monitoring the John Moore Show, if you don't know where your shelter is, you're not going to know. You're not part of continuity of government, I'm sorry to say. You're on your own, baby, just like the rest of us poor slob civilians out here that the government has decided to let die. You're not important enough. You're not part of continuity of government. So there you go. You're on your own, baby. Okay. Now, let's get back to communications here a moment. For many people, radios are serious. It's technology that people don't understand, don't comprehend, don't particularly want to comprehend, and they just don't get it. It doesn't have to be that way. We have pre-adolescent boys and girls passing ham radio license tests routinely. It's not unusual for a pre-adolescent boy or girl to become a licensed ham operator. This is pretty simple stuff. Yes, it takes a little study. You don't have to have a genius IQ. The code requirements have been dropped from the first three lower-level licenses. I believe there's one or two left. The top couple of licenses that still required you to know Morris code have code requirements. But the code's been dropped for most of these licenses. And we got a break. Stay tuned. Right back.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. It's about the top of the hour here. Just got a few minutes before the top of the hour. We had somebody calling in asking about immunizations a moment ago. It reminds me of, there's a place I drive past several times a week, signs out front saying, flu shots. You get your flu shots here, sign next to the road with an arrow. Research I've done is that every year you get a flu shot, every flu shot you get, I should say, doubles your chances, increases by 100% your chances of getting Alzheimer's. I know people whose lives have been destroyed by flu shots. Absolutely destroyed. Most people don't have those kinds of reactions, but I've never gotten a flu shot. I will never get a flu shot. Never, ever get a flu shot. Like all GIs back in the, well, I guess this has been going on since before World War II, I received the overseas series, what they call the overseas series of immunizations, prior to being sent to Vietnam. I don't know what ill effects I may suffer from that. So far, there haven't been any. Maybe I'll be blessed after all these years. It's been 40 years. I've had no ill effects that I'm aware of. It's tragic what we're doing to our youngsters. The conditions and illnesses that are directly linked to immunizations. It's a long list. The only place you get polio now is from polio vaccinations. Of course, they don't call it polio anymore. They call it something else. A dear friend of mine, his right arm was paralyzed from polio, from a polio shot. And he had polio. The polio vaccination gave him polio, and his right arm is basically useless. He's a very bright guy, has a genius-level IQ, and has been very productive with his life and done a lot with his life despite having almost no use of his right arm. It's so tragic to see the suffering, and needless suffering from immunizations that have almost no good effect and have a very serious downside. While we're talking about health here before the top of the hour, Republic Broadcasting does market Berkey water filters. If you want to get away from the public water supply, it's an excellent thing to do, I think. Maybe give yourself a Christmas gift like that. You want to get my communications book, you may want to consider a Berkey water filter also. It could be a good thing to do. Help you and your family have a healthier life. No longer drink the government water supply. Many of the urban areas, probably at this point, the majority of them, I'm sure, put a psychotropic drug in the water supply. That psychotropic drug, of course, is sodium fluoride. It's the active ingredient in half a dozen or so psychotropic drugs. Who needs that? Who needs that? It's kind of ironic. They claim that the sodium fluoride is in there to help children's teeth. Kind of ironic. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.